Hello and welcome to the latest Slough Town manager interview. Joined by John Underwood after a topsy-turvy evening here at Chippenham. What are your thoughts?
Delighted, relieved.
Did you rob them?
You could say that. You could say that. I think for large parts of the game, they were better than us tonight. You know, with 20 minutes to go, when they went 3-1, I think at that point they deserved to be 3-1 up. I think they were definitely a couple of goals better than us. The positives is, of course, we kept going. We had a real go and we hung in there. You know, we had a goalkeeper who couldn't barely move or kick. And we just kept going and kept going, and we got the breaks in the end. And you know, this definitely goes down as a point gain. I think that goes without saying. To come away to one of your promotion rivals and to be second best, which we were, and get a point, ends up feeling like a really good point tonight.
Yeah, and as you say, it was kind of tough from the outset. And again, Chippenham came on at you attacking and putting you under a lot of pressure, and once again got quite an early goal, 12 minutes I think it was.
Yeah, they started better than us. They, I think their goal was probably their third chance they had, or you know, half chance at least. They started really brightly. They had good movement up top. They were quicker than us all round the pitch, and we never really got going. And yeah, they deserved to go in front. Really disappointing. I mean, there's obviously a big slope here, and I think you have to understand how to play each half. Each half's going to be very different, and we had a way that we wanted to play going up the slope, and I don't think the players really executed that, and we put ourselves under pressure. And like I said, I think we were fortunate to go in 1-0 down.
Yeah, and in terms of the team itself, you know, you changed a few bits around back to the settle back four that you'd had earlier in the season. Looks a little bit frail today. Was that Chippenham doing well? Was it, you know, lack of them playing together recently? What would you put that down to?
Maybe a bit of both. I mean, they are good up front. We know that. Their front two is one of the best pairings in the league. You know, we went back to that back four because that back four has been excellent for us already this season. I think we said 11 games in the league, 8 wins and 3 draws. And we didn't look like that tonight. We looked a little bit like they hadn't played together before. And so maybe it was because they haven't for a little while. I don't know. We need to think about why we were as slow to start as we were. And you know, that's probably for another day and another conversation between me and Bakes.
Yeah, and in terms of the ebb and flow of the game, it was quite a competitive game, quite feisty at times. There was a few poor challenges in there, some of which were punished, some of which weren't.
Yeah, I could probably sit here for 10 minutes and talk about some of the decisions. I don't think that's the right thing to do as a manager. I think my only comment on that will be that both managers of both sides and players all had the same feeling about the referee at the end. So there's nothing about anyone being biased. There was some frustration, I think, caused for both sides tonight by some of the decisions given. I think I'll leave it there.
Okay. Obviously, going in 1-0 down at half-time, turning round with the slope, did you hope for better in the second half?
Yeah, we said to them, I think we felt Chippenham might have lost their opportunity to put the game to bed. He said we could easily be here at half-time 2 or 3 down with the way the game had gone. We said no two halves are ever the same, particularly on a pitch like this, where you have got such a slope. And we said, you know, we were quite positive at half time. We said, you know, believe that the second half will be different, go and be positive. And we hoped that we could come out and be more competitive second half.
Yeah, and then when you come back into the game a little bit, disappointed to then concede quite quickly afterwards?
Yes, yeah, obviously we got the equaliser. It must have been probably within 5 minutes that they scored. We felt there was no contact with Elab when he went down. They whipped in a decent free kick. It might have got a touch off somebody, but you know, Scotty was struggling to move and he certainly couldn't react to the way the ball went in. And yeah, it was just one of those. It went in and 2-1 and then 3-1 and you know, poor defending from us. It was the penalty, wasn't it? The third goal. I'm trying to remember it all. From where we were, that looked like it was a bit unnecessary. You know, no complaints on that one.
Was he a bit lucky to stay on, or having already been booked?
Maybe. I'm sure they would say that. And like I said, 3-1. We were, you know, they could have gone 4-1 up. I think Sandell had a good chance at 3-1, and I mean, Scotty just spread himself and got a block. I mean, Scotty did well tonight. He made a couple of good saves early on as well. But yeah, we hung in there, and football, you know, it happens, doesn't it? It happens. You get one goal, and then obviously we got the penalty. Which was a bit of a crazy sequence of events. You know, I think Elijah was fouled and Charlie ends up heading it in the back of the net. I think the ref, you know, to be fair, we all shouted for the penalty and he gave it with no complaints. And then obviously Charlie didn't score the penalty, so felt like it wasn't going to be our night. And then he pops up and gets the equaliser. So we're delighted. You know, it ends up being a fantastic point for us.
Yeah, and despite the fact, fantastic point, you say, a lot of heart shown, a lot of character. It can't kind of paper over the cracks that the performance perhaps wasn't there where you wanted. You know, again after Saturday, after that disappointing home defeat, you know, the performances aren't quite there at the moment. What are you going to do to turn that round?
I mean, we just spoke about that with the players. We said, you know, that's not for them to worry about. That's for me and Bakes to kind of reflect on. I think we've got 10 days now until our next league game, which I think has come at a good time for us. You know, we are trying to do one or two things, but yeah, we need to improve. I think, you know, we know that. I think at the end of the day, if you look at the game in isolation, we could have played brilliantly here tonight and drawn 3-3. But we played poorly and drew 3-3. It's exactly the same outcome. Over the course of a season, you get lucky points and you get unlucky points. I put this down as a lucky point, but one that we'll take, delighted to take it. It keeps a gap between us and them. But yeah, we need to improve. And there's certain areas of the pitch that me and Bakes know we need to improve, and we need to think about how we do that.
Yeah, and is it a little bit maddening as a manager? You've had, you know, pretty much similar 11s go out there earlier in the season, put out amazing performances, you know, beat the likes of Leamington, get some really strong away performances at Weymouth, etc. You know, very, very similar team tonight, similar 11, and yet for some reason it just doesn't work.
It is maddening. I think it's why, you know, no one's cracked football management, have they? Don't matter who you are. You know, you can go with two identical teams, you know, on consecutive weeks and get completely different performances, you know, at the top level, let alone at this level. So, but that's why we do it. You know, it's such an unpredictable game. Our job is to try and make sure we have as few of these performances as possible, and that we get back to a level of consistency as soon as we can, because the, you know, the truth of the matter, we're still in a good position in the league, and if we can find another run of form, we've got a great chance of being playoffs minimum.
Yeah, and in terms of just some of the squad updates, you obviously emptied your bench reasonably early on in the game. A couple, you know, Warren came off looking like he had a niggle. Obviously, Stoney obviously made way as well. What's the latest around the camp with injuries?
Yeah, Warren just felt his calf right from early on, and it wasn't going to get any better. It was kind of cramping up, so we took him off. Stoney, I think we took him off at 3-1, where he was obviously, he's been struggling with his hamstring, and I think his calf as well tonight. So, you know, the last thing we wanted was to make that worse. So we made that change. You know, we need to give him a rest now. We need to try and get Stoney right. You know, he's been playing at kind of 80 and 90% fit for a little while now, and we're not seeing the best of him, and we need to get him right. So he's one that will really benefit from that that little break now.
And finally, word for Chippenham. Obviously, pushed you hard today. Looked a quality outfit, and you know, going to obviously score goals and create chances, particularly here at home. How do you see them?
Yeah, I think they're well within a shout of getting promotion. I think they're one of the best sides in the league. I thought they played very well tonight. I thought they looked strong defensively for a lot of the game. I think they were bright in midfield, and as I said before, I think the two up front are as good as there is in the league in terms of what you need in this league for holding up the ball, bringing people into play. You know, Sandell gets a lot of goals. He's a good finisher. So they're a good side, and they're you know, got a massive chance of getting promoted. I'd like to think we have too.
Excellent. So a few training sessions, keeping the boys lively, trying to kind of bring them together over the next few days.
Yeah, we're going to have a break Thursday, apart from those that need treatment. We're going to have a rest Thursday. We've got a friendly that we're going to play on Saturday against Met Police, which we'll look at a few things and give some players some minutes. And Gav James will play in that, which is great. There's even a chance Lee Barney, we might be able to look at him. He's had a bit of progress in the last week or two. And then we'll train next week, and we've got, you know, going to the Christmas period then. And you know, there's not too many games, so we've got we've got time to recover now. And the aim now, we've got to get ourselves right for Kettering at home a week on Saturday, which is a huge game, and we need to win that game.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time as ever, John, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.